opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
We got big news to announce today on the Mark Harrington Show. Real big news. You don't want to miss it. It's huge. Did I say it was big? I can tell you this. It's large. It's a large news. It's big. It's huge. It's earth-shattering. Well, maybe not all that, but pretty big. Pretty big. You're listening to the Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist and voice of resistance here on WRFD and all across the world using Podbean for our podcast and iTunes. And we got big news, but before we talk about that, I want to lay a little bit of groundwork. As many of you know, we've been tied up in a lawsuit with Stericycle, which is the number one medical waste hauler for Planned Parenthood. In other words, they haul the dead babies from Planned Parenthood and dispose of them, along with the instruments used to kill them. And months ago, earlier this year, 2016, we launched what we called Project Weak Link, and that is to expose Stericycle and its involvement, its partnership with Planned Parenthood to the community to which it resides. That's Lake Forest, Illinois. That's where the headquarters of Stericycle is, and the CEO and some of the board of directors live there. And so we decided, because of the Center for Medical Progress, who released videos last December detailing how the abortion industry was worried that if they could not find medical waste haulers like Stericycle, if they couldn't find people to dispose of aborted baby remains, that they'd be shut down. That was their words, not ours. And so we figured we'd take their cue. We'd take them at their word and say, well, listen, if we can pressure these waste haulers to stop partnering with baby killers like Planned Parenthood, then we could shut them down. And so that's what we did. And we went into the community of Lake Forest and into the neighborhood of the CEO, Charles Aluto, and we passed out postcards connecting Mr. Aluto and his organization, his company, to abortion killing and to Planned Parenthood. And we basically said, Charles Aluto enables killing children. That's what the postcard said, along with a photo of an aborted baby, talking about Planned Parenthood and how the Attorney General of Ohio had found that Stericycle was throwing babies into landfills. And so what happened after that is we got sued. Stericycle came out with all their big hitting law, their law firm there, and came against us, charging several things. And so for the last several months, we've been up in court in Lake Forest with help from the Thomas More Society, fighting against this lawsuit. And we have news today that for now we have won on all three claims: defamation, false light, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Those were the charges against us, that we have been granted a dismissal of those charges from the Illinois court there in the Lake Forest area. Now, one of them is without prejudice. That means they can appeal. But for the most part, we have won this lawsuit. And my guest today is Thomas Brekka, who is the president and chief counsel of the Thomas More Society. Tom, thanks for being on the program.
Well, thank you for the invitation, Mark, and what a nice occasion to be on your program.
Well, it's always good to celebrate a victory. I know that it's been a tough year for the pro-life movement with the Supreme Court vacancy, with Antonin Scalia passing away, and then we've had other setbacks, and the election isn't all that promising, but there's been a lot of things that you can look at and see and think, geez, this has been a tough year. But this restores a little bit of hope in our system, doesn't it, Tom? Tell us about the case, if you would.
Well, Mark, you and the other good people who are created equal, you launched what they call an anti-corporate crusade in one of the posh suburbs in the United States, Lake Forest, Illinois, and its neighboring suburbs of Bannockburn and, my gosh, I forget the other one, but, these are very, very high-priced communities where, let's just say, the elite reside, and our friends at Stericycle set up their corporate headquarters in Lake Forest. Your readers who read The Great Gatsby back in high school and college may remember, I don't know that it was mentioned in the movie, but Great Gatsby originally came from Lake Forest, Illinois, before he migrated to Long Island. And in any event, you papered the neighborhood with handbills. You took up a social media campaign, and your argument was that these guys are enablers of what you call the killing of innocent children. That's what we pro-lifers, we don't mince words, do we? What abortion is all about.
Yeah.
And the other side, represented by the former U.S. attorney, chief federal prosecutor in Chicago, now in private law practice with one of the biggest law firms in the country, Sidley and Austin, came charging into court to shut down your protest as an outrageous lie, an attempt to portray these good people who run Stericycle in a false light, and for intentional infliction of emotional distress, because this upset them very much. And our good judge up there, she threw out their first complaint. They went back to the drawing board and came back with this latest one, and now she's thrown that one out too. And the reason is because whether this is a killing of children or not, she said, and we had good legal precedent in Illinois for this proposition, that's not an assertion of fact, but a matter of our opinion. The people on the other side of the abortion issue feel differently about it. At least they don't want to face up to this grisly truth. But because it's opinion and not a misstatement of fact, people can disagree about it, and we're free, you are free, to voice your opinion early and often. And what a great lesson that is for our pro-life movement, that, as you say, sometimes we can get discouraged when things go against us, but the one thing we always have is our birthright as American citizens, the right to speak out, speak the truth. And the other side, I think, in their hearts, they know that what we say is true. This is clearly a killing. A human being in the womb, and suddenly it's gone. And what you found is this weak link. What do they do then with the fetal remains?
Right.
And what they do is they send them to this outfit Stericycle, which then takes them and, as they found in your state, Ohio, they put them in a landfill. It's just a horrible thing.
It's a horrible thing. And we were assisted by the David Dalyden, as you know, one of the other one of your other defendants in other lawsuits. David Dalyden,
yes,
from the Center for Medical Progress, did us all a favor, of course, and the babies, by exposing Planned Parenthood with those undercover videos. And that's what got this all started. That was the undercover video shot at a National Abortion Federation conference, to which I forget her name now, Renee Chilean, I think it was, an abortionist from Michigan, basically said that this was the weak link. And we decided to take advantage of that. And, it's interesting, Tom, if you look at the filings on behalf of Stericycle, They had already begun, because of the Attorney General in Ohio finding them involved in dumping babies into landfills, they had apparently already begun to attempt, at least they say, to cease relationships with some abortion centers across the country. So progress has already been made. And in that complaint, they admitted to supposedly ceasing 400 agreements with Stericycle. Of course, unbeknownst to us, this was happening, right? And we had plenty of evidence to go forward that that they had continued. And to this day, Tom, we have evidence, again, that they are continuing to show up at Planned Parenthood facilities and disposing of abortive fetal remains and the instruments used to kill them. So we were in good standing all along, and I think we all knew that we were in the right. But it's nice to know that these three charges have been dismissed. I want to deal with one of them, and I don't want to get caught up in the legal weeds here, but it is interesting that they attempted to charge us with what they called intentional infliction of emotional distress. And
yes.
They said that in order to meet that standard, it had to be extreme and outrageous. It had to be beyond all bounds of decency, deemed intolerable in a civilized society. Now, here's what we did, and you know this. We flyered the neighborhood. I mean, one of the most American things to do in politics. People go around door to door during election campaigns and so forth. And we flyered basically saying that Charles Aluto lives in your neighborhood, and it was an attempt to bring pressure against him. We're not shying away from that. We know that. In order for him to pull the plug on their relationship with Planned Parenthood. And because of that, they tried to charge us with this intentional infliction of emotional stress. Now, the judge ruled that they granted us our motion to dismiss without prejudice. And we got about a minute before the break. Explain what that means.
Well, without prejudice means that it's rejected, it's thrown out, but they have a chance to go back to the drawing board again. But there's no way that they can allege facts more outrageous than what they already alleged. And as right. We said before, the judge said, look, this is, this is the acrimony that's bound up with the nature of the abortion debate. Right. It's grisly. The facts are ugly. Emotions run high and hot. And if you're upset by that, that's part of the give and take of free speech in the United States. So what beyond that are they going to allege? So I think it'll be thrown out, too. They may go back and try and add some, medical reactions. I don't know. But in any event, they'll probably appeal the whole case. But I think we're on pretty solid footing, Mark. And as the First Amendment is the lifeblood of our democracy, and once we start cutting down free speech, we're in grave trouble.
My guest is Thomas Brekka, and he is the president and chief counsel of the Thomas More Society. And the big news is that the court in Illinois has ruled and dismissed the case of Stericycle versus Created Equal and Mark Harrington without prejudice on two of the three counts. I'm sorry, with prejudice on two out of three counts, which means those are done and over with. But it leaves it open for appeal on the third count. We'll just have to see how things go. But it's a victory for free speech and a victory for the babies today. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
All right, we're back. The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance here. You can listen to us on iTunes and Podbeam. You can go to our website, createdequal.org. Click on the radio icon if you want to pick up the program. Listen to it on your mobile device. I'm the executive director for Created Equal, and if you've been listening to the program following our ministry, you're aware of a project we launched early this year called Project Weak Link. And I knew it, we were in it for the long haul. I knew this wasn't going to be an easy battle. And it's far from over, frankly. I mean, as long as there are enablers to abortion, as long as there are people out there that will assist the abortion industry, that will partner with them, we're going to continue to pressure them. Because in my opinion, they are the weak link. They're not the ones that ideologically necessarily are tied to the abortion issue per se. They're in it for money, usually. I don't know that with the case with Stericycle, but they certainly went to bat to try to defend their partnership with Planned Parenthood. They pulled out all the guns on this one, and it may not be over, but we do have a victory, and that is that we have prevailed in the case, Stericycle versus Created Equal and Mark Harrington for now, with only one of the charges without prejudice, which allows them to appeal, and I assume they probably will. But it's been a long fight, and we're happy to announce it that we've won here. And my guest is Tom Brecken. Tom is the president and chief counsel of the Thomas More Society, and Tom was the first person I called after I got the phone call from Stericycle's attorney. Unfortunately, I have to call Tom quite a bit. I mean, we run into problems with the police and all that stuff when they try to keep us from expressing our First Amendment rights. It happens, unfortunately, too often. But thank God for organizations and law firms like the Thomas More Society. They're fighting for our free speech, because today's a good day for that. I mean, the rule of law apparently still prevails in some cases, and in this case it has so far. Tom, I want to get your view. I mean, I know you're as an attorney, you advise me on my rights, First Amendment rights, but and a lot of people in our listening audience, as I've talked about the project, you know, it's a little bit to them maybe a little bit unseemly. They think, oh, you know, you're going into this guy's neighborhood and you're flying in the guy's neighborhood with pictures exposing him and connecting him to abortion to try to get him acquit. And some people say, well, you know, it's a little bit over the top. And here's my response to that. If you believe abortion is killing, if you believe it's murder, if you believe it's a Holocaust, if you believe that it is a crime against humanity like that we have never seen in history, then this action is completely justified. If not, it maybe not even that radical, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we really believe that babies are being killed and tossed into landfills, and there are organizations like Stericycle, companies, billion-dollar companies, international companies that are traded on the S&P 500, then we have an obligation to expose them. I kind of go back to the Nazi, the Jewish Holocaust, and you think about the crematorium. You think about how they herded Jews into the gas chambers, told them they were going to have a shower, and herded them in there and gassed them and then burned them in crematorium. And we look at that and we're just outraged. We're beside ourselves that happened. But it's happening in America. It's happening in America. And so we're always going to be pushing the limit when it comes. I mean, we're a lawful group. We're peace-loving, freedom-loving American citizens, pro-lifers that care about the preborn. We decry any kind of violence against abortionists or anybody that's involved in the abortion industry. We're clear about that. But we're playing to win. We're playing to win because babies' lives hang in the balance. And, Tom, if we didn't have you guys backing us up, I dare to – I just don't know what would happen. I'd probably be in jail. I don't know. Maybe in prison. So thank you for the work you're doing.
Well, those who attack these vital issues of life and death, Mark, you know, Martin Luther King was in jail and wrote his famous letter from Birmingham jail, April 1963. You know, as a result of that, and arguing in favor of peaceable, nonviolent direct action. Your action, unlike Dr. King's, was not illegal because his troopers engaged in trespass, occupying lunch counters and preventing the counters from selling food for operating their business. But, you know, still, he prevailed because his ministry and the witness that they bore affected people, and people saw the truth. And that's what you're doing, too. So I salute you, except for groups like Created Equal who push the envelope. And, you know, you probably offend people who are embrace the not just the abortion liberty, but, you know, as you say, this is a Fortune 500 company. This is one of the biggest companies in America.
Mm-hmm.
And the business from which it profits is in large part a dirty business. And they say in their complaint, you know, that they've parted company with 400 customers who won't certify that they don't abort babies. But all they do is ask for a certification. They don't enforce it. They don't look at what's inside the, you know, I think your complaint is indeed against one of the weak links in America's abortion holocaust.
My guest is Thomas Brekka with the Thomas More Society, and you can check him out on the internet at thomasmore.org. Tom, what I wanted to do in the remaining...
thomasmoresociety.org.
Okay, Tom...
Mark, if you're part of the correction, there's okay, another Thomas... group that uses the same name.
Okay, thomasmoresociety.org.
Yes, sir.
And please, if you're inclined to support organizations, pro-life groups financially, I suggest very highly... The Thomas More Society is worth every penny if you were to send them a gift for defending us and many others.
As we
talk about that in the last couple of minutes here, I wanted to get an update on the case with David DeLayden. As many of us know, I mean, it's been over a year now since he and his organization, the Center for Medical Progress, exposed Planned Parenthood with these undercover videos. I have not reported to our listening audience recently about the progress that has been made in court with him. Where do we stand with that, Tom? Where do we stand with the Center for Medical Progress and the lawsuits being brought against David DeLayden?
Well, we've had mixed results. We're certainly engaged vigorously on behalf of David and the Center for Medical Progress. We're working with California-based counsel. It was nice of you to get sued close to Chicago, where we're based, Mark, but
yeah.
David is not as thoughtful. He gets sued across the country in California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and most recently now in Seattle. RICO racketeering claims, the same kind of claims we defeated after 20 years defending Joe Scheidler in Chicago, but... We're up in front of the Ninth Circuit Appellate Court coming up on October 16th.
Okay.
So the gag order, I hope, that prevents me from commenting on some of the videotapes that were leaked by other people. I hope that'll be overthrown. The biggest, what they call prior restraint case since the Pentagon Papers case.
Hmm.
And I think that this is paramount information of paramount importance to the country. I think that the gag order should be lifted. In Los Angeles, we're also on appeal, trying to get that case thrown out. That's brought by STEM Express, which is now being held in contempt of Congress for not coming across with the evidence that the Congress Select Committee on Infant Lives in the House wants them to produce. They've been not cooperating, sort of like Hillary Clinton, I guess, but... At Houston, where there were two indictments, one for a felony, we got them both thrown out. So we had some success there. And, you know, we're filing a lawsuit Monday or Tuesday up in Minnesota because David's disclosures, as you've found, reveal illegal action on the part of other people. University of Minnesota has been doing fetal research on aborted babies' bodies and direct violation of a law passed up in Minnesota. So.
Well, Tom, we're going to have to end it there. Tom Brekka, my guest today, with the president of the Thomas More Society, and go to thomasmoresociety.org. freedomfighters.org. Thank you for your work, Tom. Thank you for defending freedom. Thank you for defending the First Amendment and liberty. And thank you most of all for defending the babies as you defend Created Equal and many others like us across the country.
Thank you, Mark, very much.
God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net. createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.